Welcome to the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin, your source for real estate investment jewels of wisdom.
Welcome to the REI Diamond Show. I'm your host, Dan Breslin, and this is episode 115 with Dan Schwartz on managing off-market investor deal flow using InvestorFuse and Podio. A few years ago, Dan Schwartz was a wholesaler in the Baltimore, Maryland area who was trying to do more deals. I'm sure most of us real estate investors can relate to that feeling and probably either feel or have felt his challenge once he discovered direct-to-seller, end quotes, deal-making, managing all of the lead flow and follow-up associated with closing off-market deals directly with sellers. Everybody knows that many of the deals are made in the follow-up. Personally, I was in the real estate investment business for years, even closing about 6 or 7 deals on a good month, using a pen and pad to track my deal flow, fix and flips and wholesale deals. Kicking and screaming in about 2015, just a few years ago, I adopted Podio and later InvestorFuse combined with Podio to manage my own lead flow. My business began to take off after that, quickly reaching and surpassing 15 to 20 deals per month here at Diamond Equity Investments. Today's guest, Dan Schwartz, is the founder of InvestorFuse, which is currently a hyper-built-out Podio configuration. Coming soon, InvestorFuse 2.0. Dan will talk about that. If you don't know what Podio or InvestorFuse is, but you are currently planning on doing more deals, I encourage you to be patient, take notes, and after listening to this episode, go sign up at podio.com and InvestorFuse.com to check out some demonstrations and see how it works. Podio is free and would require some build out to function well for us real estate investors, while InvestorFuse is a paid, ready to go, plug and play version of Podio, which is well worth the investment to get up and running. By the way, I'm not getting paid. This is not a pitch fest, and I am not using affiliate links here. This is no webinar pitch fest. The only reason I am recommending this and recording this episode is because my life and business changed exponentially after embracing this system of lead management with Podio. If you are buying houses or wholesaling houses or plan to do either in the near future, right now is the time to grab a pen, pad, shut out any distractions, close email. If you're driving, you're going to want to prepare to pull over and sit down and take some notes. Let's get started, shall we? All right. Welcome to the show, Dan. How are you doing today?
Thanks for having me, Dan. I'm doing really well. How about you?
Doing fantastic. So I'm recording from Chicago. It's the end of the summer here, and we got an overcast day looking out over the lake as we speak. Where at in the United States are you coming from today? Just give our listeners some background.
I am in Manhattan, New York City, overlooking East Village right now in a temporary home that I'm in before I head to California next week, actually, for a real estate conference.
All right. Sounds good. So for listeners who may not, I'm sure a lot of them already know who you are or may recognize your company name once you get into that. But could you give a little background about what led you first into real estate investing, kind of how that looked, and then maybe your progression and development into the software space, and then like what your business and company obviously looks like today, and we can get into some of those details after that.
I believe that life is about doing what you want and setting up systems that'll like give you the time freedom in order to pursue your ideal lifestyle. That is at the core of all of the decisions that I've made that have gotten me to this point. So if anyone sort of has that as a major driving factor, you're going to really enjoy this interview. So freedom really is what led me to find real estate. It's one of those opportunities that is frequently touted in the marketplace as something that you can be your own boss and you can set your own agenda and you can make as much money as you want. And you can, it was one of those early cues that I got after reading Rich Dad Poor Dad. Actually, I'm sure there's other guests on your show that have said that. And Rich Dad Poor Dad gave me the insight into flipping contracts and wholesaling. which at the time as a younger gentleman just graduating from college with nothing to lose, that seemed like the perfect opportunity for me to figure out. And so fast forward a couple years, done a couple hundred wholesale deals with my business partner in Baltimore, Maryland, which is where I kind of grew up, went to school, University of Maryland, with a marketing degree, which I guess sort of helped me a little bit with marketing for seller leads and marketing our business in general. And I learned very quickly that you could be the best deal maker, negotiator, due diligence, rehab evaluator in the whole marketplace. But if you have crappy systems on the front end, if you don't have repeatable process to handle your incoming leads and opportunities and follow up with people and all the unsexy sort of admin-y business systems that are required if you want to scale this business, I realized if you didn't have that, then you're pretty much going to go out of business pretty quickly. Brute force can only take you so far before you burn out. Ask me and my business partner how we know. So at the time it was after the REO business sort of started died out. We were the REO kings in Baltimore for a good amount of time, and then we were forced to change strategies into direct to seller, you know, finding the distressed sellers, getting them to call you, direct mail. We even did some PPC really early on and just got really good at generating the leads. And that wasn't the problem. The problem was we were getting phone calls from sellers that were saying, hey, if you got back to me earlier, I would have sold you the deal. Another wholesaler actually just put under contract. Once that happens once or twice, it gives you the kick in the pants that you need to really knuckle down and figure out a repeatable process for handling your leads. And doing it in a way that you can step out of that role a little bit and actually get back to like the reason why you got into business in the first place. There was a couple years there where we were just in the office, just brute force Excel spreadsheet tracking leads. And it was just, it wasn't enjoyable. We kind of lost the joy of doing deals. Sure, it's awesome to make money, but the point of this business is to own your business and not to own a job of you having to flip houses all the time. So that whole mentality is what led me to create solutions for people using existing software solutions. A lot of you, including you, Dan, are familiar with Podio. Podio is a project management tool that the industry has customized and tweaked to work for wholesaling and, you know, real estate lead management. It has its pros and cons. Its flexibility is one of the major reasons why a lot of people are using it. But we've since kind of actually are stepping away from Podio so that we can create our own solutions based on what our members actually need. And fast forward 3 years, and now our Podio service company has manifested into our own standalone software platform that helps real estate investors really build their business around time freedom. We go all in on that front end lead management, capturing all your property seller lead opportunities and predictably walking each of those opportunities through your seller pipeline until as many of those things get under contract as possible. So it's a super well thought out process that any team can adopt, no matter how big you are. It automates your follow up and it's a big time saver. That sort of what drives our whole mission is just freeing up people's time so that they can get back to having fun and doing deals and living their life. So that's my, I don't even know how long that took, but that's my 10-minute intro.
So it's pretty interesting here. I'll share little pieces of my story. A lot of the people who are probably listening to the interview right now are probably listening because they found Dan Breslin, they found the REI Diamond Show, maybe through the podcasting area and referrals, but more than likely they're on one of my buyers lists in one of the markets and they've only started to pay attention after they've gotten a deal a day, a new deal each day email for like a week, 2 weeks, months, sometimes years on end. And they're like, wait a minute, this is, you know, this guy's actually sending his own deals out. These are not like, oh, we're wholesaling everybody else's deals and we're putting 5,000. This guy is doing a lot of deals. And like we have a marketing budget that exceeds $100,000 per month now. As anyone can imagine, we generate a few hundred leads every month. You know, just last week alone, we closed like $300,000 in net profits from properties that we sold, flipped, you know, assigned. I think it's like six or seven deals added up, something like that. So we're doing volume, but just a few years ago, me, Dan Breslin, was more the brute force guy. I thought, well, if I have my, and I still carry my little black book with, you know, the daily to-do items. If I have my black book and my notebook full of deals, and that was how we were running this thing, even when I started in Philadelphia, then expanded to Chicago. And to be honest with you, Dan, I think that an investor could probably run a low-volume operation, make $100,000 to $150,000 a year without Podio, without Investor Fuse, without a CRM of some type. I think that's possible to do six figures and have some relative time freedom, but probably complexly running through spreadsheets and things of that nature. But when you start to scale and when you decide you want to be reliable with your follow-up and scheduling yourself, it takes, for me, it took kicking and screaming to adopt Podio myself. I had another one of my business partners, one of my vice presidents for Diamond Equity, was using Podio, and I like refused and just couldn't seem to want to sit down and like really embrace this CRM. And I noticed that same like stubborn streak in many of the people on the team, not through any intention or, you know, negative connotation that they're stubborn themselves, just like human nature to like not want to adopt this new change and embrace the new system. But what happened when we did embrace Podio and we sat down and we watched the videos, and we are a customer of Investor Fuse. It's a very nicely built out system. We can plug in and you can immediately kind of have your leads cooking in there with a lot less complexity than we had to do 3 or 4 years ago before we found Investor Fuse personally. We build out all of our own systems through Podio ourselves. And, you know, anyone listening can go do that. And it's relatively low cost and very high time intensity. And there's a ton of trial and error that went into, and a lot of lost deals that went into figuring out a lot of the systems that, quite frankly, when we did find Podio in the market, or I'm sorry, Investor Fuse in the market that we did, which we use in Miami, it was a plug and play. And a lot of the things that, you know, through trial and error and through expensive build outs from software engineers, we built ourselves, it was already in place. And I guess you guys have done, I mean, how many years of evolution have you done? And what will be some of the biggest light bulb, aha, evolution moments that you built into the software program that people would be maybe blissfully unaware of for a year, 2 years, 3 years before they came up with the idea on their own, if ever, Dan?
Yeah, I'd say 4 years ago is when I started sharing these little light bulb moments that you could click a button on, like a simple button on Podio, and then a complex set of actions would execute automatically. So the first one that actually got the most comments and shares and stuff on Facebook is when I just set up a little generate PDF of a contract and then have it get emailed to your seller workflow on Podio. So on Podio, you can build these little custom buttons and text fields. So I just created a simple offer application on Podio where you type in the offer price, and then you can create a button that says click here to generate PDF. So I set that up, and it took me, you know, 10, 15 minutes to do that using some automation tools behind Podio that kind of plug into Podio. And I shared that video, and that was it. It's just like, oh, you can just type in 50,000 and then click on a button, and then it generates the PDF, and then it sends it to the seller, which is one click. People were amazed by that. And for me, it was just like, just made total sense. Like, why is this so revolutionary? and then I realized that sort of simplicity to generate complex action steps can be expounded upon through the whole real estate acquisitions process. And that's really when I got geeky into building out workflows and stuff on Podio. So that was like the first light bulb moment. It's just like, you can click a button and then 15 minutes of time is saved from you having to do that, you know, open it up on a PDF program and fill out the contract and go out of Microsoft Word and attach it in an email. So that just gave me the light bulb moment. Like, wow, nobody's thought through the process enough and like built out a standardized system that the whole community can adopt. And that's sort of what happened. And then that sort of is what launched me into this whole world of systems and processes and automation for real estate investors. Joe McCall ended up partnering with me and we started selling the service to people. And I realize now that Podio is great. Like there's solutions out there that, like you said, take a lot of time to build out, but you can save a bunch of time if you do it right. It's forcing people to become technical when they should be focusing on building rapport with sellers better and understanding their market better and hiring better, not spending all this time on their computer. Really, like our whole mission is, how can investors spend as least amount of time on their computer as possible and still scale their business and do deals? And that's the challenge that we're using technology to build in order for people to actually spend less time on a computer. If that makes sense.
I agree 100%. I remember spending, at least in the early days, back in 2006, 2007, I would sit there and put together the email and try to figure out the wording for the email. And then I'd put together the contract, and I had a Word document contract. I still have it today, and I still adjust that myself. I feel like I'm blessed to understand, not like I'm practicing law or have a law degree, but at least understand, you know, how the clauses function and a lot of stuff. So sometimes I still put them together on my own when I want them to function in a specific way and they're not all one size fits all. But in the early days, I spent an hour and a half like writing this hour up and writing this offer up and sending it over to the seller for them to, you know, consider, maybe sign, maybe not, whereas click of a button in Podio. And we don't do this on every lead. There's a time and a place, and timing, you know, is one of the things that you mentioned, Dan. You need to be understanding the depth of the negotiation and the timing of when is it the right time to send the contract over? When is it the right time to click the button and generate the contract? You know, is that supposed to be done right after the initial phone call with the seller? Is that supposed to be done? You know, you figure out that there's a different time and place in almost every deal when the right moment would come to put that in front of the seller at that time. Focusing on those kind of things, sure, is way more valuable. So one of the things we ran into early on, I feel like I have the answer to this, but I know that a lot of people investing time listening to us have this conversation right now, Dan. Would be considering, okay, here's Dan Breslin sending $100,000 in advertising out. So that's tons of letters, 100,000 letters plus, tons of Google pay-per-click, Facebook ads. I write about it in my book. It's no secret. You just have to dig in there and figure out your own message and make the investments. But the problem comes if somebody comes to the table and has $10,000 or $20,000, they're prepared, or even $1,000, $2,000, prepared to invest in marketing for seller leads. In the beginning, you can take the calls, but as you start to scale, what is the best solution for handling incoming calls, in your opinion, Dan?
Answering all of the phones. Answering the phones. Don't send them to an automated voicemail system. Don't have someone with an Indian accent answer the phones. Have someone, like the non-shortcut way to do this is to have someone in your local market that is friendly, personable, understands the market without being like a negotiator or closer, that can build that initial rapport, represent your company and your brand well, get that, collect that information, determine if there's any motivation at all, if it's a need to sell versus a want to sell situation. If it's a need to sell, set the appointment. If it's a want to sell, maybe just set a follow-up task to research the property. And if it's like a really hot property, then maybe you want to set the appointment. Creating these processes so that the person that's answering your calls can do this at scale, I think is the best solution for doing that, and making sure that you're using a robust but simple to use follow-up system that your whole team is, you're going to feel confident for your team to use and not screw up. Your CRM is like an insurance policy on your $100,000 that you're spending per month. If you don't have a really good follow-up system, you have no insurance on this marketing spend. You have no way to track. You have no way to optimize your campaigns. And you're likely going to be losing a lot of deals to your competitors who have a better follow-up system. So I would just say to, like, don't if you're, you know, especially if you're spending thousands of dollars per month, make sure you've over-prepared that next phase of this business, which is the middle section before getting into a contract, which is where most follow-up systems fail to really dial in. It's the least sexiest part of this business. It's the capturing of the lead, the qualification of the lead, the due diligence of the lead, and then the follow-up of the lead. That is those are the four things that every CRM makes it hard to figure out. And that's kind of what we've obsessed about the most, because we realize that that's like an 80-20 leverage point, that if you get that right in your CRM, it's the best sort of form of insurance you can take on your marketing spend. So that's sort of what I recommend. We wrote like an ebook about the 10 commandments of lead management. If you want me to share that with your listeners, I can send that out to people.
Yeah, for sure. We'll put a little note in the end here at the end of the interview, and we'll tell everybody how they can get their hands on that.
Cool.
So I guess the next question, we talked about the light bulb when you're sending out the contract. I'll share one of my, I guess, experiences. So when we actually have a call center handling most of our incoming calls, and they fill out a form, and then that populates into our system. Yes. And then we're having to call them back. And I'm right now, I'm on the cusp of bringing that entire thing in-house. I'm just unsure of, do I have to hire one person to sit here answering phones, five people, or 25 people? I know it's not 25 people, but I'm mentally mapping out how I can bring that, at least during regular business hours, in-house, so that I can have closer access to hear, to train, and there's no more, you know, random person answering the phone at the call center. It's worked effectively for us. They punch that in, and then we start our follow-up cycle. We normally call them back within, you know, 10 to 20 minutes. We're right back on the phone, but no doubt there is some, you know, there's some lossage there where we don't get somebody back on the phone. In our notes section internally, we probably have on some deals 20 to 30 dated entries of contacts and communications where we hopped on phones with sellers. We at Diamond Equity Investments are adamant. We have, you know, automatic follow-up systems taking place. But there are a lot of deals that look like no motivation on the front end that the partners of mine in each of our markets have worked on and consistently followed up, smelled the opportunity in the deal, had a sense that the deal was going to be made, and continue to invest, you know, 5, 10, 15-minute phone calls, 20-minute phone calls repeatedly over the course of 6 months, building on the same knowledge and information until we finally get to a deal and close the deal out. So we have, you know, literally 3, 4, 5 pages of notes, a daunting amount for people who would come on and see that stuff fresh in the business. But without, you know, that would have been impossible in Excel spreadsheets. That would have been impossible in without the ability to schedule a reminder. You know, this is not some Google Calendar that's got 400 entries in it constantly going off, but it's, you know, it's inside of our CRM with a scheduled follow-up at a certain time popping up and notifying us the right time when we were supposed to call that seller back. And so we here at Diamond Equity Investments, we win on the details. We win on, you know, very strong, very detailed follow-up that's only possible through this kind of a system.
Yeah, and to just to sort of piggyback on that, the reason why that works so well for you guys and why that's allowing you to convert these deals is because you're using technology to accentuate the human element of the business, which is like dealing with the emotional state of the seller that you're trying to buy the house from and making sure that every time you get on the phone, there's a clear record of whatever that state was, how they were feeling, what the situation was, what happened with their family, what happened with the inheritance, what's going on with their lawyer, and all the other personal human subtleties that get weaved into these negotiations. And that is crucial to understand. Like, the point of automation is to actually enhance your ability to connect from a human to human standpoint with all the sellers. And I think you guys going deep on the notes and the sort of qualitative aspects of these deals are how you guys are crushing it right now.
Yeah, that brings up a really good point. I'm glad you added that before my next question here. So I was going to ask, you know, what type of follow-up systems are taking place right now in the system that are built out, but how does that help accentuate the human element of the communication? Because a lot of times people see this like, you know, maybe they hop on a webinar or maybe they heard it on, you know, they're getting these like affiliate emails for, oh, the push buttons and money just flies out. You know, there's a lot of that like unbelievable hype attached to real estate CRMs over the past 10 years since I've gotten into business, or 12. It is unbelievable. And to hear you say that, you know, the goal is to accentuate the human element and enhance our ability to connect with the people on the other end of the deal or the end of the phone. This is a big deal, Dan. These houses we're buying from these sellers, our mission at Diamond Equity Investments is to improve the neighborhoods that we operate our business by buying, fixing, and selling houses and promoting home ownership there. That's our goal. We want to buy and flip houses. It's no secret. We want to help build things up. And this home is these sellers celebrated holidays there. There were babies born in this house. There were birthdays celebrated in these houses. I mean, yeah, we buy houses from investors too, and there's not as much emotion. It's not as big of a deal as those people. But to the people who in the estate sales, you know, their parents passed away. Maybe they grew up in this house. I mean, there's a lot of good memories and emotional baggage. And like for a lot of people, this real estate deal is going to be the biggest deal of their entire life. Biggest decision, you know, biggest financial thing, a lot of things going on. They don't want to screw it up. And like, I don't know that a lot of people put enough thought on the other side of the table and, you know, care quite as much as they probably should in guiding that person through that decision. This is not a numbers game to them the way it is to us. I mean, we got hundreds and thousands of leads in our, you know, in our investor views and our Podio accounts, and we're, you know, generating XYZ number of leads every month. Well, you know, we better not approach that. We better find a way to, you know, connect with the humans on the other end. And so I like that you say that, and that reflects your thinking. It doesn't sound like, you know, BS to me. Are there some automated follow-up systems that you could kind of just share right now, then maybe with an example of how that should help enhance the ability to connect with people? Because this is not going to happen in the background. If I have text messages flying out automatically and the human never jumps in there when the person engages, to me, that's going to be a problem. And the person on the other end is going to know that it's a machine and they're going to be turned off by our company and never answer the phone again. So can you just kind of like dive into it? One or two examples you might have for me, Dan?
Yep, absolutely. And I mean, everybody listening has probably heard this millions of times, but you know, the money is in the follow-up. 90% of your deals are going to be from people that need some time to figure out their decision. Could be a day, it could be a week, could be years from now before they actually decide to sell. Either way, there's a high likelihood that at some point in the future of this person's life, they're going to have to sell. Therefore, it is worth the time to invest into follow-up systems to stay on this person's radar for as long as humanly possible. Now, up until, you know, recent years, most of this follow-up automation was impersonal, sort of like these spammy emails that you might get from companies that it just smells like a sales email. It looks like it's coming from some sort of blasted, like, email blast system. So the trick with CRM is to make your automated follow-up appear to be as personalized as possible. And the way that we go all in on this is, well, one, the technology. So the emails with our new platform, InvestorFuse 2.0, it's synced with your Gmail account. So it actually just looks like they're getting an email from your personal, like, Gmail account. So bam, right there, that's a way to set yourself apart from these other email blast services. Typically, those emails actually don't even get delivered, or they go into some sort of promotional or other folder. So we fixed that. So deliverability and personalization in emails that are sent. Same with text messages. It looks like it's coming from a local number, and you can put a signature in the text message that says whatever you want. That'll have the, you know, the sales rep's name and the signature automatically. And when they call back, it'll go right to the person. And then, like you said, if the seller reengages, because the point of all of these automated sequences going out is for the seller to reengage with this deal and with your sales rep. When they do reengage, you want to make sure that someone immediately calls them back. So you need to have some sort of notification system in place that sends you a text message and says, hey, Susie Seller just responded to your text message. Here's what she said. Hey, I'm interested in having a conversation again about selling my property. Bam. That's a lead that is now worthy of a conversation. So making sure that your system notifies you, making sure that there's a level of personalization with the email sequences. And what our team does is actually we walk every new user through the follow-up sequences that we give them and make sure that the messages getting sent out are actually congruent to how you talk. So we have like professional copywriters write out all these re-engagement sequences, we call them. We have different sequences of messages for different scenarios, like hot leads, warm leads, after offer, before offer, text only, email only, and a combination of multiple types of media. That's another point too. Sellers, you know, every seller is going to want to communicate in a different way. So you want to make sure you're touching them in different mediums, email, text message, voicemails, personal phone reach outs, meeting them at the deli, you know, however they prefer to communicate. You want to make sure that you're using that method. Otherwise, you're going to lose them. So we walk through each of these sequences message by message to make sure that you're comfortable with in the system. When you click on initiate sequence, that you have a high degree of certainty that the messages are going to feel like it's coming from you. They're going to be timed in a way that feels natural to the seller. It's going to sound like your voice. They're going to clearly display the benefits of working with you in a non-salesy, but really an authentic way that shows that you actually care. And that shows that when they do respond, that you'll be there to help them. And that sort of personalization and customization of the sequences is where most people don't spend enough time. And we actually just force all of our users to do that because that's the feature that makes people the most money.
That's pretty cool. What are the types of media that are available? You said text message, you said email. Are there any other media types that would be built into the system?
Yep, voicemail drops, so ringless voicemail. So, and when I say sequences, by the way, I mean like over time, like an email autoresponder. But in our system, it's email, it's text message, it's voicemail, ringless voicemail drops. And it's tasks to remind, you know, your rep to call a person manually. Or go to the house or leave a note or however you want to build that into your sequence. And so it's on day one, it sends an email thanking them for the conversation. On day two, it sends a text message saying, hey, I just wanted to check. On day four, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, ad nauseum until they reengage with you or they sell their house to someone else. Like that's the point of these sequences. Ringless voicemail might be a little bit of it might be illegal soon. We've sort of been looking into it. So if you're using like a ringless voicemail system, just be wary of that. You might want to check with your local laws to make sure it's actually legal to use ringless voicemail, which is like when you just look at your phone and you have a voicemail all of a sudden. Been getting a ton of those lately as that technology gets proliferated. It might be illegal soon. So at least text messages and emails in the long term will be legal. And that's the best way to do it. And you really want to make sure it's personalized. If you did each of those like emails and text messages at scale, when you're getting hundreds of leads, it adds up to thousands of hours that can just be automated. But as long as you put a little bit of work up front to tailor in those sequences so that it sounds like your voice and it's tailored toward your specific niche. You know, some of you might have to do lease options, you might have to do owner finance. Make sure that the language is congruent to what you are doing to help that person.
And then I assume you would turn off the sequence when they reengage, right, Dan?
Yeah. So when they reply in the new system, the sequence pauses, assigns a task for you to respond to that person immediately so you don't ever lose any of these leads. And then after the phone call, the system will prompt you, do you want to, you know, keep the sequence going? You can start it where you left off, or start a new sequence, or just create a follow-up task to call the person back in a month, et cetera. But the goal here is to make sure that you have some sort of follow-up system that is easily walking you through each of these little micro decisions. Because if you're not making these like decisions of, for instance, what to do next after a conversation, then your chance of losing out, like losing that lead into the ether of your internet world is highly likely. And so we put a lot of thought into that sort of process step by step for all of our users.
So it brings me to an observation I've had of successful business in general, a lot of people's successful relationships with friends, family, loved ones, you know, significant others, etc. And that is your ability to pay attention. You know, the greater your ability to pay attention, the better your results are going to be. An example of that would be you're out to dinner, your family, friends, what have you, and you drink all the water in your glass and you're eating your meal. You have two scenarios. The waiter or waitress was paying attention, comes over and anticipates your need for more water and refills your glass. And then, you know, at the other end of the spectrum, some number of minutes later, they may or may not come by. You may or may not have choked down dryly the food that you are trying to enjoy with the water you were hoping for, but no one was around. And it's obvious that the waiter or waitress did not pay attention to the table. And, you know, the tip at the end of said experience is probably consonant with the amount of attention that that waiter or waitress paid to your table. And that's at a simple level. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that, you know, all my business partners at certain times, including myself, I'm not immune to this, but there's varying levels of attention that we're paying to the business. And so while we do talk about at the beginning of our episode here together, Dan, you know, the freedom to do what we want, the time freedom, I've noticed that people who completely unplug and, you know, like the 4-Hour Work Week was a great book by Tim Ferriss, but he was paying attention the entire time at certain intervals and improving things. So there's a consistent return to paying attention to the details of the business and like an embracing of complexity that I know that when my business partners, myself, when I'm paying more attention, when I'm okay with how complex, you know, these follow-up systems are that are running, and when I'm there to engage with the seller at that moment when they reengage, if I miss that and it's 8 hours, 10 hours, or I miss it for 2 days, and another text message goes out to that same seller later in the cycle or another voicemail, the seller knows it's automation and they're done with it because I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. The glass of water was empty and the seller had a choke on their food, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like there's been a lot of, you know, being able to focus, being able to pay attention, being able to improve things, being able to be in the moment. It's important. It's important in making deals. It's important showing up for life, you know, with your kids, significant others, et cetera. The more attention you're paying to the people around you and being able to focus where you're at, I just noticed personally to get better results in life.
I love that. And I would also add that some people might be intimidated by having to pay attention to everything. Like, I can't possibly keep track of everything in your business is something I hear all the time from people. And a counter to paying attention and just having an awareness, a business awareness and really a like self-awareness is to learn how to get really good at paying attention to the essential stuff, the essential few, instead of all the little trivial details. Go all in on the 80-20 of your business, which is, I'm obsessed with the 80-20 principle. I use it. I weave it into basically every conversation somehow. 20% of your results or 20% of your actions are yielding 80% of your results. It's sort of a law of nature. You know, 20% of your buyers are buying 80% of your properties, et cetera, et cetera. 20% of the population has 80% of the world's wealth. And just like you, 20% of what you're doing every day is producing 80% of your income or your results. Like, go understand exactly what that 20% is and go all in and pay attention to the subtleties in that. That's going to give you a bigger bang for your buck.
Well said.
Yeah. Thank you.
Before I ask to share the download you promised, the report, I ask all my guests, because I'm always fascinated. Successful people come on the show. They recommend certain books. Normally, I ask the question two ways, but I'm going to give you freedom to answer it how you wish, because you're a little bit of a unique perspective compared to, you know, mostly the investors and the tools and hands-on investor guests that we have here.
Yeah.
So the question is, one or two book recommendations that you would make to somebody just getting started in the real estate business. And the second would be somebody who is already successful, like myself. I've been in 12, 13 years and, you know, have been doing deals for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. I read a lot of books, probably 1.5 books per week, usually through Audible at this point. I'm more of an audio person. For people just starting out, I believe they should read The One Thing by Gary Keller. It's great because it's Gary Keller's a real estate guy. but the book doesn't really talk that much about real estate. It's more about what I just mentioned, how to know what to pay attention to. The one thing that if you focused up your execution on that one thing, then everything else would kind of fall into place after that. Getting good at isolating those things in your life and your business, I wish that I knew that going into this business, because I would have done things a lot differently. I would have really spent more time on high leverage activities instead of like stupid stuff like building out Podio workspaces and stuff like that. But so the one thing is what I'd recommend for new folks. For people that are scaling up, I would read a book. This is going to be a unique perspective. I would read the book Start With Why by Simon Sinek. This is more of a leadership book, but it's also a fundamental part of the most successful businesses that you see. And that you might even see me do this. All of their interactions start with why they're doing things in the first place, like zooming out all the way. So like you heard me at the beginning of this interview, literally the first thing I said was, I believe what I believe in. Like I believe that everybody deserves to the freedom of creating a business around time freedom so that they can live their ideal lives. And everything that I do is sort of baked with that why in it. That's the reason why our team is so awesome. That's the reason why our customers love our team so much. That's the reason why our product is super, super dialed in on highly leveraged time-saving activities. And it's because that we like start with the reason why, and it actually like, I don't know, I feel most real estate businesses, especially at scale, become too focused on wealth building and counting numbers and, you know, ego, and they forget why they're in the business in the first place. And that's why their employees turn over. That's why nobody wants to work with them. That's why they have a bad reputation in their marketplace, because they sort of lost that initial spark of why they're in the business to begin with. And once you start building that into your culture, that this whole start with why mentality, it's actually just more fun to do deals. And I would rather have fun doing deals than not. So that's what I would recommend for any leaders or business owners out there that feel like you might have lost that spark and that your team is sort of showing up just to not get fired. Then you definitely read Start With Why. They have a lot of great anecdotes of successful companies like Apple and Microsoft and all these giant corporations that have baked this principle in. And it is the sole reason why they're successful. Other companies are doing the same things that they are, but they have a reason why that they don't shut up about. And it's been a big attractor to their success. So that's my recommendation.
Cool. Looking forward to it myself. So how old were you when you got started in the wholesale and real estate business before Investor Fuse?
21. Fresh out of college. And very naive.
So if you could go back and share the crown jewel of wisdom with your 21-year-old self at that point in your life, knowing what you know now, what would that be, Dan?
If you're stuck, have a conversation with someone. And the reason I say that is because most people, when they're stuck, they don't do anything. So at least now you have a solution to what to do if you're stuck, and it's to have a conversation. I don't care who it's with, get on the phone and talk to someone, ideally someone that has some sort of expert knowledge in the subject that you're stuck on, so that they can give you that next step and get you unstuck. It's just have a conversation, have more conversations about what's keeping you from attaining your goals. And each of those conversations will reveal the next step to help you get to that point.
It's funny. I don't think I was necessarily stuck, but I feel like I'm having conversations, and I'm blessed to do this show with people like yourself. And so many of the next steps have been revealed on this podcast show for me, for our company, by having conversations. Can you give me an example of something where you were stuck and maybe reached out to someone? I don't know, maybe it made you nervous, maybe it didn't, maybe you had a relationship with this person, but kind of like the specifics of a time that you did this, because I'm assuming that you have done this.
Starting wholesaling, I didn't know what to do, so I realized that I needed to reach out to someone that did know what they were doing. Duh. And I actually became a business partner with that person. So it was a YouTube video, good friend, former business partner, Mike. He had a YouTube video of him at a real estate investor like academy of him talking about how he closed the deal. He's another young cat straight out of college, closed a $13,000 deal, sold it on Craigslist, and it was a wholesale deal. And I called him up and said, hey, I got marketing chops. I just graduated. How do we, you know, let's start a business. So I met him at one of his properties and bam, we scaled it up. He had the real estate mind and chops. I had the marketing systems mind, and that's how I figured out the next steps for getting into this business. And a couple hundred years later, here we are. So it's reach out, just reach out and have a conversation with someone. The same thing happened with Investor Fuse. I had this grand vision for a product that would do most of the heavy lifting and allow people to focus more on the stuff that matters in their business and their life. Had a conversation with a Podio whiz kid who is now the CTO of Investor Fuse, John Whitfield. So, you know, some of the biggest sticking points and biggest challenges of your life can be moved ahead to that next phase just by having a conversation with someone.
Appreciate the details. We have a lot of people on my team right now who actually are Diamond Equity team members for that same reason. They reached out, didn't know what they were doing, trying to wholesale other people's wholesale deals, and eventually they kept coming around, and you know, here we are years later running in some very successful markets around the country, done a lot of good things together. So Dan, as we wrap up here, you mentioned that report. I don't remember the name of it, but what was the, do you have a URL or anywhere someone could get more information about you or the company?
Yeah, absolutely. So the company is investorfuse.com, spelled F-U-S-E. If you just go to investorfuse.com, you'll actually see the opt-in to download what's called the 10 Commandments of REI Lead Management. And it's basically, these are like the rules that all of our top performing, you know, six-figure a month flippers all wouldn't live without. We put it together in a nice, succinct format for you to check out and make sure that you have this integrated in your business. And if not, you should have a conversation, figure out how, or check out InvestorFuse. The system is best to use for people that have a lot of inbound opportunities that are trying to scale, that might have a team. If you're just starting out, you know, I would recommend just focusing on getting that first deal and understanding the process of buying and selling and transacting real estate before you start investing into systems and stuff. So, yep, check it out at investorfuse.com. You can download that report, and then you can email me personally if you ever wanted to chat or have a conversation. Dan at investorfuse.com is the best way to reach out to me, and there's a ton of resources and blogs and epic how-to guides on that website as well, totally for free.
Cool. When do you think the InvestorFuse 2.0 version will be released?
Well, it is currently in beta. We have a whole sold out wait list of folks that are currently onboarding. Once they're done getting onboarded, we're going to open it up to the public this fall. So fall of 2018, that is when we're going to relaunch it. So if you download that free report, you'll get all the updates and everything. And at some point, You're gonna hear about it. It's pretty epic.
All right, cool. Well, that brings us to the top of our time together here. Hey, Dan, I really appreciate you blocking out all the distractions from your busy day and coming to us from New York City to spend this time with us. I thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, man. Props for all you do, and keep crushing it out there. Appreciate you having me.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode of the REI Diamond Show. Keep an eye out for the next episode. We have Matt Skinner, author of The Dealmaker's Manifesto, joining us discussing deals ranging from commercial real estate development, $100 million multifamily portfolio, to his latest project, two separate new construction, $27 million homes. That's $27 million per house, each house, on the Pacific Ocean in Orange County with a deep water dock big enough for a 100-foot mega yacht. You definitely don't want to miss that one. Are you interested in a pre-release of the next episode before the email goes out on Saturday? If so, please subscribe on YouTube or one of the other podcasting apps, including iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. If you've already subscribed and are currently enjoying the REI Diamond Show, I would like to ask you, would you please go log into your iTunes account and give me a positive review? You would probably have to log in on a desktop or a laptop to leave that review. I do appreciate all of that additional effort on your part to do so. And if you have certain questions or topics you'd like discussed on a future episode, or if you have a guest suggestion, somebody you would like me to invite on the show, an interview, contact me directly by clicking on the Contact Dan link at reidiamonds.com. Have a success story? I'd love to hear about it. You can email me or contact me through reidiamonds.com. Also, at that site, you can check out any available profitable real estate deals I currently have available for sale in Philadelphia, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, or Tampa, and also the entire past archive of the REI Diamond Show, about 115 episodes. Accredited investors are already earning double-digit returns passively in real estate. Are you? You can sign up to receive private mortgage investment opportunities via email by going to superchargedreturns.com. I am always buying houses, so I am always looking for deals. If you have a fix and flip deal available right now, please send me the details by email or by using the contact link at reidiamonds.com. Thanks again for tuning in and checking out this episode of the REI Diamonds Show. Dan Breslin here, signing off.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin. To receive email notifications of new weekly episodes, sign up at www.reidiamonds.com.